Jason Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of the NFL Blitz with Rudy Reyes, the Root Doc Show, exclusively on Barn Burner Facebook Live page. Joe, the budget boss, if you have money, you got to have somebody control your money. Joe, budget boss, does that. And Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, episode 64 is now up with some guy named Rudy Reyes. Come on, guys. He didn't even promote Barn Burner 100 times. That's part of the deal. You guys are on. You got to promote Barn Burner and specifically myself. But now let's get to lucky or unlucky week 13 in the National Football League. Now we're going to begin the only media member, the only media member to go to Bills will come out and beat the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to him. Me, of course. I'm not going on the limb. We're reversing roles here because, you know, Rory always goes on the limb and his predictions are wrong. The Buffalo Bills will cover. I didn't say win. We'll cover this week. 9.5 points. They're playing a new Era Field, Orchard Park, New York, against New England Patriots. I hear they're good. Rudy, do you want to start us off between Buffalo and New England?
You know, the Buffalo Bills really surprised me.
They should have surprised you. They're my team. I gave them a pep talk.
Oh, so you had a conversation with the coach before game time. All right, good. At least we got that out of the way.
I told LeSean McCoy, you've got to run the ball for 100 yards. I talked to Gaber and said, listen, if you throw an interception, I'm gonna bench you in favor of Rudy Reyes.
Well, look at it like this. Buffalo has a work cut out for them against the slice and dicer in Tom Brady in that no-name defense who's been doing so well this year. And, of course, leads the AFC East as if you expected they wouldn't. However, I think that between these two teams know each other so well as they do, like any other divisional opponent, NFC or the AFC, you're going to find out Buffalo Bills are for real, playing with a chip on their shoulder. I think they get the win against the New England Patriots.
I love you, Rudy Reyes. I love you. More Starbucks are going to come your way. Now, Joe Budget Boss, what do you think?
I think you're both crazy.
Hey, listen. You want to be on the show once again? You don't call me crazy. You could call Rudy crazy or the one, you know, Ralphus, the former wrestler, Ralphus, Rory Mitchell could be crazy, but not me.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think New England goes in there, takes care of business. I think they're firing on all cylinders. Buffalo took care of a shaky Kansas City team last week. Good, kudos to them for doing that. But at the same time, though, this is the week where the men separate themselves from the boys. New England.
All right. Speak about boys. Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report on Leash. Go ahead.
Well, Joe, we talked off air, you know. And hello, guys. Welcome back to the show. I'll just say this. Buffalo's playoff chances wither away as Tom Brady goes into Buffalo with the win.
All right. I'm gonna give you a spoiler here. You guys are listening. You want to know why Buffalo Bills have a shot at the upset? Because I talked to Bill Belichick and told him, if you throw this game, I'll get you a new sweater with a hoodie. He said he'll think about it. Now, let's get to the next game. Week 13 also in the National Football League. The next game, a very good game. Mercedes-Benz, new stadium, Minnesota, Atlanta. Joe Budget Boss, you started off.
This is going to be a very good game. I think this will probably be the 1 o'clock game of the week for the early game. And I think Atlanta will take care of this one. I think they're clicking right now. I think earlier in the season they were struggling to sort of shake off that Super Bowl slump. But they'll come back, put up some points. It's not going to be easy against that Minnesota defense, but I think they come through at home and get an unexpected win against Minnesota.
Rory?
I have to disagree with that one. Number one defense in the league, Minnesota Vikings, they're going to show the reason why. The only side point that I don't see – Minnesota faring well with is be able to put up enough points if it turns out to be a shootout. But the defense will win. Vikings on the road with a monstrous dominating win.
Rudy Reyes, Rude Dog Show, Barn Burner, Facebook page. Go ahead.
All that in one breath. Beautiful. Well, I can tell you this much. Minnesota has a work cut out for them against a quarterback in Case Keenum that you expect to be the man of the hour in contract negotiations with the Vikings. What position will he play? Will he be the backup? Will he be the primary? Nobody knows. But I can tell you this much. He looks much better than the other side of the ball with Matt Ryan. And there's a lot of reasons why. Different OC, different year, different methodology when it comes to getting the ball down the field. So Julio Jones had a great game. Beautiful. Let's give the Atlanta Falcons the Lombardi Trophy already, shall we? Not likely. Minnesota gets the W.
All right. Now let's, Rory, you'll start us off with some of your hometown because you're in London. The Detroit Lions, Baltimore Ravens, Baltimore coming off a big Monday night victory. Your thoughts?
Baltimore is one of those quiet teams this year, you know, sitting at 6-5. And I did say this off air to you, Joe, is this team, I think, is going to come down to it and be able to get into the wild card. Sounds crazy. Joe Flacco has been looking, you know, off and on, shaky and whatnot, but the Lions seem like, you know, they're like the Lions from the past few years. You know, they're starting to not really know what's really going on and whatnot. You signed Matthew Stafford to a big time contract. And what is it producing? A 6-5. I'm going to go with Baltimore at home.
All right, Rudy.
You know, this ultimately affects the AFC North for a lot of reasons. So does Monday night's game, Steelers against the Bengals, traveling to Cincinnati to play this. Baltimore is the wild card here. I think they get bumped in the first round. Why? Because of quarterback play. Joe Flacco, just not the Joe Flacco that people remember, recall, think about. And when you put him in a conversation of players that should be in the Hall of Fame, his name does not come on that list. However, defensively, you have a lot of great tools and great weapons. Terrell Suggs, the elder statesman on that D-line. I just don't believe in Joe Flacco. I don't think they're a serious team. They are deadly defensively, the most interceptions in the NFL going through week 15. However, there's no way that I could pick Baltimore in this matchup.
Joe Budget Boss.
I'm going to have to go with Baltimore at home. I could see, and no offense to Rudy, I could see Baltimore possibly running the table for the rest of the season. Five wins out of five games. Playing Pittsburgh next week in Pittsburgh will be their toughest challenge. But they still have Cleveland, Indy, and Cincinnati. I think they'll take care of Detroit at home. And I just don't think Detroit has what it takes this year. They're in disarray. They don't look sharp. I just see them always finding a way to lose as opposed to finding a way to win. So I'm going to take Baltimore against Detroit.
The next game, you've got 7 seconds. 7 seconds to answer. We'll begin with Joe Budgeboss. San Francisco, Chicago. If San Francisco had Joe Montana playing for them, they would win, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll bring back the Super Bowl shuffle to Walter
if
Payton and all those guys. Refrigerator Perry. I don't know.
All right, so who's your pick? 7 seconds.
7 seconds, I got Chicago.
All right, Rory.
Jimmy Garoppolo era has to start, 49ers.
Rudy.
Oh, man, really? This is the most uninteresting
game. 4 seconds left,
quickly. Bears. Trubisky gets it done.
Rudy, start us off.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Tampa Bay, Green Bay. You wasted another 7 seconds, so now you got 14
Tampa
seconds.
Tampa Bay, Green Bay? Are you serious? Tampa Bay? Oh, my gosh. No. Green Bay, why? Because Ben Huntley made a believer out of me when he put up all those points in the first half against the Steelers.
Rory.
Is there some shrimp gumbo going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin? I doubt it. Got to go with Huntley and the Packers to win.
Joe.
Okay, this one's an easy pick for me. I got to go with Green Bay. But might I just add the fact that Rory's been picking San Fran all year? I don't know what's going on with that. So I'm just going to drop that little thing in there.
Hey, just calm down over there, okay, sir?
Yeah, you wasted 12 A's out of 3. Calm down. What's wrong with you, A's? Come on. Oh, let's go to the next game. Indianapolis, Jacksonville. Joe, start us off.
Indianapolis, Jacksonville. I got to go with Jacksonville at home. I don't think Jacoby Brissett can put up much against this Jacksonville defense. Jacksonville is coming off a loss against Arizona on the road. I think they'll take care of business and cement themselves back on top of that AFC South. Rudy.
Oh, man, the Jaguars are hungry like, well, a Jaguar. I think they're going to tear up the Colts. Colts offensive line play not very good. They need another year to get things done, get some draft picks in there, do something really good. But this year, they're done. Jags get the dick.
All right. Rory, go ahead.
Jacksonville improves to 8-4.
Denver, Miami, Rory, start us off.
Well, is Tlaib going to be snatching any chain? No, he's going to be suspended for 2 games. Denver's in a mess. They're a mess of a team right now. And the Dolphins, they're a mess also, too. They're not – both these teams are not really playing for anything. But, you know, I'm going to go with my gut here. The Miami Dolphins get the win. Ugly game.
Your gut looks like a dolphin. Anyways, Rudy, go ahead.
Gosh, you know, they're both dumpster fires, one burning brighter than the other, sitting right next to each other in an empty parking lot. I got to go with Miami, despite miserable quarterback play on both of these teams right now.
Joe?
I'm going to have to go with the Dolphins in this one just because I have to pick someone. So I'm hoping for my – I'm going to take my pick that Matt Moore is going to be playing instead of Jay Cutler, because Jay Cutler is just a pick machine. At least with Matt Moore, there's some understanding of why he may not be playing so well, as opposed to Jay Cutler should be up in the booth commentating the game.
Kansas City at the New York Jets. Joe, start us off. And what a fitting way. Darrell Revis returns to New York. What about a pick six?
You know what? I got to go with the New York Jets in this game. And that is just because, call me a Monday morning quarterback or an overreaction, but I think KC is in some deep trouble right now. Andy Reid just can't seem to get his team to have a good game plan and follow a game through. And Josh McCown's dropping some gems this year. He looks halfway decent. So I'm going to go with New York at home to get a win and finish the year eventually respectable 7-9 or 8-8.
Rudy.
Oh, man. Gosh, I got to pick somebody. I don't know who. I have to figure that out.
All right, you pass. Go ahead, Rory.
I'm going to pass it back to Rudy. I don't think Rudy passes. Rudy, pick the team.
I pass. I'll come back after you. I'll do it.
Rory, are you going to fumble this? Pick a game already before you fumble it.
I'll say this right now. Patrick Mahomes has to start for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Jets are going to win, though.
All right. Now we got Houston and Tennessee. Rory, start us off.
Oh, boy. You know, beginning of the year, I thought it was going to come down to these two teams to battle. And right now, one team seems to be going into an opposite direction, and the other team is going into a positive direction. This is another one of my wild card teams. I'm going to be picking Tennessee to win this game.
Booty.
You know, Mariota has not been performing to standard. Mr. Ohana himself is not looking very good, not able to release the ball in a timely manner, a horrible offensive line play. His decision-making process is just not there. But I just believe there's got to be some type of redeemable quality about that win that the Titans will end up winning.
Joe.
I mean, Tennessee, to me, is undeserving of that record. I agree with Rudy that Mariota has been playing substandard. It's just getting by. For some reason, they're 7-4. They have negative 27 point differential, and they're 3 games above 500, which to me doesn't make too much sense. So I would still have to go with Tennessee just because that Houston is in disarray right now as well and too many injuries on their side. So I'm going to go with Tennessee at home, although I would not be surprised if they lost.
You're listening to the NFL Blitz here on barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up. Check out the Barn Burner Shows page with Rory Mitchell. Mitchell Report Unleashed, episode 64 is now up. Rudy Reyes, The Root Dog Show, and exclusively on Facebook Live, Barn Burner page, and Joe Budget Boss. Now, guys, before we started taping, Rory Mitchell Report Unleashed, told me the Cleveland Browns are going to pick up their first victory of the year going into L.A. and defeating the Chargers. I said, yes, I'm going to pick the Chargers. I'm going to spend $100 and throw the money right at the Chargers, because anything Rory says, you go opposite. Rory, go and make that prediction. Go ahead.
The prediction I'm going to make is that this is going to be one of the teams of the Los Angeles Chargers. And I heard Joe say who's going to run the table. I can't remember what he said was going to run the table, but I feel that this team, the Chargers.
Baltimore.
I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to say the Chargers run the table to end out the year.
Hold on. You told me before we started, you said you're picking the Cleveland Browns because, you know, Cleveland's going to have a new quarterback, Mike Vick. And they're going to bring back Steve Young. They're going to bring back a quarterback.
I never said this to you. So I'm
you even told me Cleveland cannot beat the Chargers in Madden.
I never said any of this either, again, too, so that's the lie detector proof, that's a lie. The Los Angeles Chargers are about to run the table and finish the year 10-6 and sneak into these playoffs, and I will go on the record to say this also, too. The Chargers will be in the AFC Championship.
All right. I blame this on Rudy Reyes. You got him drinking too much Starbucks. The Chargers in the AFC Championship game. Come on, the Chargers has as much chance of making the AFC Championship game as, let's say, the Buffalo Bills.
I bet you the Chargers make the playoffs for the Buffalo Bills this year, though.
Well, that I'm not going to disagree with. But, Rudy, your pick.
Okay, first and foremost, I gave nothing away for free, including Starbucks. That will never happen. But I got to go with this feeling that I have here. Cleveland Browns will get a W. They will. I don't know when, but they will. Maybe not this year, but they will. They will. Unfortunately, the L.A. Chargers playing big time right now. Look, AFC Championship game will not contain the Los Angeles Chargers. They are fortunate enough to be in the position they're in right now to win the AFC West, much less the AFC Championship game. You must be joking. There is no way they do not get the W. Sorry.
Joe? I got to go with L.A. in this one. They look, they're clicking on all cylinders right now. They have a chance to take the lead in that division or at least tie KC for it. So I think they come through and make Cleveland look like Cleveland.
One of the games of the day, it's at 4:25. Carolina goes into New Orleans. Let's start off with Rudy, your pick.
You know, Carolina is an interesting team. They're a lot more up than down. And I have a lot of questions about Cam Newton's maturity, and I have for the last, two years. And he's proved me right every single time. He doesn't have the maturity from a football standpoint to get it done. And they're playing in New Orleans? Is
yes.
that accurate to say?
Yes.
Okay, so if they're playing in New Orleans, coming off of a huge loss on the road against the Rams, who are firing on all cylinders, by the way. Speaking of all cylinders, more like a V12 for the LA Rams right now. I got to go with the Saints. Drew Brees just getting – he just got dog whipped, and I think he's going to come back and get the W against Carolina.
Joe, go ahead.
I'm going to have to go with New Orleans at home in this one. Their defense has stepped up this year. Again, Rudy mentioned it. New Orleans is coming off a loss. I think they come back and make revenge for last week's loss. So Carolina, in my opinion, not really putting it together consistently. They're not looking great. They're getting average wins, in my opinion, but they're still a strong team. Probably will make the playoffs just because the NFC is weak. I still got to go with New Orleans at home.
Corey.
Go with Superman Cam. Whoever wins this game here is going to win this NFC South. And believe it or not, it will be the Carolina Panthers, and it pains me to say this.
All right. It pains me that I give you all these breaks, all these shows, and you make outrageous predictions. All right. Outrageous. What are you going to predict now? That the New York Giants still can make the playoffs? What are you going to predict now?
Is that the game we're going to cover?
Let's talk about another game. Wait. We'll talk about the Giants the next day. Around Arizona, into Arizona. Let's start off with you, Chip Dude. Rory.
the Rams, the real interesting team here. I still think they're going to win this game. They'll get 9-3 on the season, and that's all I got to say about that.
All right, Joe.
I got to go with the Rams. Arizona's too shaky. The quarterback play is very suspect. Got to go with the Rams on the road. I think they put up a lot of points this weekend against Arizona.
Rudy.
Rams. There's really not a whole lot to say about this game. I mean, look at Arizona. They're falling apart. They don't know who their quarterback's going to be. I don't care if Larry Fitzgerald signs on for another 4 years. They still have quarterback issues. So, yeah, Rams.
Hey, Rudy, let me ask you about the next game. First of all, do you have your team there on your neck or what? Or did Rory take it off because of Starbucks? The next game, Giants into Oakland.
Who's in Oakland? I'm sorry.
Giants. New York Giants into Oakland.
Giants in Oakland? Are you serious?
Yes, Giants in Oakland.
Oakland. Yes, Oakland. I'm serious about Oakland. Give it W. Eli Manning's done. They're benching him. You know who should be benched? McAdoo. That's who should be benched, but that ain't going to happen. I still think Oakland gets to
W. You have a goal team. What about getting your mustache there? Look like McAdoo. Come on. All right, Rory.
I don't have any hair, so it doesn't work.
All right. Rory, go ahead, Ralphus.
I have three hot takes.
Three hot takes. All right. Give me number one, and then we'll pause for number two and three, and you give it next week. Go ahead.
No. I'm going to be straight up here. Eli being benched, we know this. Eli shifts himself to Jacksonville next year. You can book that. You can book also the Giants tanking for the rest of the season to get a top three pick, and they will lose this game because they are going to officially welcome OU himself, Baker Mayfield. Do not tweet me when it happens.
All right, so wait a minute. Let me get this right. Joe and Rudy, listen to this. After all year picking the New York Giants, after saying the Giants will still make the playoffs when they were like 0-6, he's picking that they're going to tank now. He didn't tank when they were 0-6, but they're tanking now. So, figure this guy out.
Come on, man.
So, Joel, give me your pick here.
Okay, seriously? I'm going to go with Oakland at home. I don't think the Giants are going to tank the rest of the year. I think they're going to try and win and still lose, and that's going to be their game plan. And here's my bold prediction. McAdoo will keep the mustache for the rest of the year. That's my prediction.
But McAdoo has been a better shot of playing basketball than coaching football. Now, 8:30 game, probably the game of the day. Finally, I'll use Rory's word. Finally, we're going to see the Eagles play a team, right? Who have they played? Well, this week they go into Seattle to take on the Seattle Seahawks. Rory, start us off.
This is going to be a bold statement I'm about to make on this show. It's going to sound crazy.
Well, what else is you? One. You always sound crazy. Go ahead.
No. They're sitting at 10-1. Don't be surprised if this Eagles team doesn't come out flat. Seattle, monstrous win. Dominating win.
So in your eyes, what's a dominating win? 17-13?
A dominating win right now would be 28-10.
28-10. You heard it here first. 28-10. Seattle over the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles. Again, pick the opposite of what Rory says. Rudy, go ahead.
There is no way on this green earth that the Seattle Seahawks are going to get the W. They lost at home. They are the weakest offensive line in the NFL. You have Russell Wilson running for his life. Running for his life. Carson Wentz is the MVP as of right now in the NFL. There's no way Eagles destroy them, dismantle, disfigure them. They go 41-14, and that's on a good day.
Carson Wentz the MVP? Pardon?
As of right now, yes.
Oh, my
God. Yes.
Oh.
How many
teams? All right. We got a guy saying 28-10. We got another guy saying 41-14. Don't put your boss. You're the deciding factor until I pick. Go ahead.
I just don't think that depleted Seattle defense can actually stop this running game and passing game of Philadelphia. They just look too sharp in every phase of the game on the offensive side. The defense is strong as well. I got to go with Philly. I think they actually make this one a bit of a laugher, and it's going to be one of those games you can tune off at halftime.
Like you guys predicted last week, all of you were on Kansas City. All of you were on Kansas City, and I was the only one who picked the Buffalo Bills. You want to know the score Sunday night? It's going to be Seattle 17, Philadelphia 13. Book it. Now, Monday night, we're going to start off with Rudy Reyes, your team, once again playing a primetime game. What is this? That seventh week in a row that I play Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. Sort of like, who has Pittsburgh thrived in the NFL? All right, Pittsburgh into Cincinnati. Like, let me guess, you're going with the Pittsburgh Steelers, right, Rudy?
Well, I'll tell you, this is probably the most interesting matchup, and there's a lot of reasons behind that. First of all, Cincinnati coming off of a two-game win streak, thinking they may have something. You know what? They very well could. The problem is that they're going to have to deal with this number fourth-ranked defense from the Pittsburgh Steelers being very consistent. I don't know about the game necessarily against the Packers where they couldn't stop the run. They had issues with tackling. Artie Burns had mental breakdowns. But still, this is AFC North football. These games mean the most. If the Steelers go out and beat Cincinnati, they end up beating Baltimore, they can own the AFC North. Now, with that being said, the Bengals have a whole other set. They have Mixon in the mix, literally. Andy Dalton reconnecting with A.J. Green. Maybe not the bombs you were thinking of. But I got to go with the Steelers here against Cincinnati. I don't care where Cincinnati's playing. They're a lot more cold than they are hot. Steelers are on a win streak. They get the W.
Joe Budget Boss.
I just don't think Cincinnati has what it takes to put up a good fight against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is clicking on all cylinders as well. Despite the pathetic display they had on Sunday night, they can put up some points. Cincy, I don't think, can match them. So I got to go with Pittsburgh on the road against Cincy, despite what I actually want to happen. I will go with Pittsburgh.
All right, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, episode 64. Rudy Reyes there, didn't promote me enough. Go ahead.
Well, he needs to stop promoting that Carson Wentz is going to win the MVP because that ain't happening. The guy.
No, I didn't say he's going to win. Hold on. I didn't say he's going to win. I said he is right now. That's right now. This is,
yeah,
okay,
get it
so,
right, Rory. Right,
so,
he said right
on,
now.
Before I give my pick, I just want to circle back to this, right? Carson Wentz is right now going to win the MVP. I'm going to tell you who's going to win the MVP. There's a guy named Tom Brady. After he disposes of your team in the AFC Championship or wherever you guys end up running into each other.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me ask
Tom
you something.
Brady.
Since you're circling back, let me circle back to originally what we talked about. What if the Buffalo Bills defense, which is arguably is a better defense, does a number on Tom Brady and takes
whoa,
him out?
Wait. Buffalo's a better defense than who?
Listen, I didn't say they're a better defense. I said that people are talking about their defense and does a number on Tom Brady and takes Tom Brady out. Well, how about that? Then let's see if you take out Tom Brady, who's your MVP right now?
You know Tom Brady's capable.
I asked you a question, Rory.
I'm making a statement. Okay? Buffalo.
Go ahead. Everybody's waiting for your statement. What is this?
Listen, like I said, Tom Brady is capable of putting up 42 in Buffalo.
Okay? Oh, my God.
With his feet up.
He's capable. He's also capable of putting out a donut. What? Come on. Who? Take away Tom Brady. Who's your MVP of the National Football League as we stand right now?
You know what? I'll go on limb and I'll say Jared Goff.
Oh, my gosh. Joe, you want to handle this?
I would have to agree with Rory that Brady will be the MVP this year.
No. Right. Hold on. Let me get this straight. I said take away Tom Brady. Quite honest, forget about Buffalo. Forget about – quite honest, every year you could pencil in Tom Brady as the MVP. So let's take him away, okay? Take away
Tom
Brady.
Then it's Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz.
I agree. See? Hold on.
And if it ended right now, it would be Carson Wentz, just like Rudy.
Agreed. See? Now you're outvoted 3-1, Rory.
Hey, but you know what?
One.
I'm gonna renege the votes here now. I'm gonna shake it up a little bit. At the end of the day, it's not the end of the season, and the season still needs to be played. There's what 4 to 5 weeks left of the
NFL
season.
Oh my god! What was the question? Rudy, do you want to see the original question? Was right now. We did not say the season's over. We're saying right now. Who's the MVP?
You guys need to get off of the Philadelphia Eagles bandwagon.
We're not on the bandwagon. I picked Philadelphia to lose.
Get off their bandwagon. Stop drinking.
I'm not on the bandwagon. I just picked them to lose.
Again,
quit avoiding the question.
They're
You're picking Jared Goff as the MVP right now?
I say Tom Brady or Jared Goff.
No, I said Tom Brady's out. He's disqualified. You're
Jared
picking
Goff.
Jared Goff?
Yes.
You know, we got to find a substitute next week for the NFL Blitz. Rudy, can you find a substitute? I may have my 10-year-old daughter who could do a better job than Rory Mitchell Report Unleashed. All right, and now look, this has been the NFL Blitz Week 13 preview with Rudy Reyes, Blue Dog Show on Facebook Live for Barn Burner. Rudy, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
You can always go check out some of the great content, great players, and even some that were trying to become players on the RudeDogShow.com. Give me a follow at RudeDogReyes, and go to my Facebook page, throw me a like, enjoy the content, and thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Rudy Reyes, RudeDogShow, Facebook Live for Barn Burner. Joe Budget Boss, you know, Rudy's a millionaire. You handle his financial details. You want to handle anybody else's financial details? Tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Well, I'm the one who suggested to Rudy to buy that Starbucks box, so that was a great, great idea on my part, and he was more than willing to participate. So I'm glad that he elicited my advice. You can find me on Facebook at Joe Budget Boss, same with Twitter and Instagram. The website is www.budgetboss.ca. Daily financial information, facts, and tools for everyone to get their money right.
And can you help out Rory Mitchell? Because there's something, there's a screw loose there. There's, you know, he reminds me of a wrestler that used to be Chris Jericho's lackey, Ralphus. So, can you help him out a little bit? Maybe throw him a dime or Canadian Tire money or something like that?
I can speak.
You know what? When I'm done with Rory, he'll be a millionaire, and he can buy the best psychiatrist around.
Forget about when you're done with Rory, a millionaire. I like the $1 million sign here. So what about you being with me here, making me $1 million? Forget about Rory. You know, we could give him a Canadian Tire money or Monopoly money. All right. Now, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, episode 64. You got a special guest, one of the second, probably the second, third best podcast you ever did on the Mitchell Report. What number was I? Number 53 or something?
You're about to be, you know what, never mind. Yes, I had Rudy Ray on episode 64. Great conversation, amazing dialogue, and I need a lot of people to check it out and hear his perspective. A pretty stand-up guy behind the scenes. We may be joking on this podcast, but...
He's not joking. Everybody hates you. Everybody hates your pitch. You don't know who to pick. I told you, my 10-year-old daughter does a better job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Who's your pick? Let me guess. Who was your pick for the Grey Cup? Calgary. You didn't even pick Calgary. You picked Cobblepin. They weren't even in the Grey Cup.
I'll let Rudy,
you want to offer congratulations to the Toronto Argonauts for capturing the 2017 Grey Cup, the 105th Grey Cup. That's the Super Bowl of Canadian football. Do you want to offer congratulations, Rudy?
Congratulations, because I picked you guys to win. So, good job.
There's another right. What I'm getting to is another right pick. Joe, didn't you predict the Argos to win?
I did.
All right. So we all predicted the Argos to win. So Rory closes by singing the Argos song. Go ahead. He's called himself a CFO Argo fan, and he doesn't even know for him, the Argo song is Oski Wee Wee, Oski Wawa. By the way, that's Hamilton's song. All right. Now, Rory, Rudy, and Joe, thanks a lot. You've been listening to the NFL Blitz Week 13 edition. Any last comments, guys? I guess not.
I think we just have to find out where Rory's got to tell us where we can find him. I don't think we know that one.
All right, Rory, close it out. Tell everybody where we could find you. I guess we find him in the dark because he's nowhere to be found. Thanks a lot, guys.